Frank Williams, a pastor with Paradise Missionary Baptist Church, plainly stated his views on a panhandling ban that would apply to everyone from curbside beggars to charities and those who hawk newspapers along busy roadsides.
Y'all want us to become like Cairo, Egypt? Huh? Get out there and protest against this filthy government? The government's supposed to represent the people. We are the people. We are the government. But y'all handicapping us, and we don't like it. And you want to know something? We ain't gonna keep taking this abuse.
Supporters of a panhandling ban say it's a safety issue and that people asking for money in the streets are a distraction. Linda Carson said it's cell phones that distract drivers and panhandlers that help draw attention to the bigger socioeconomic picture.
People who are begging on the streets are not distractions. They are reminders. They're reminders of the thousands of our neighbors who have lost their homes because of foreclosure. There are reminders of the large number of people who have lost their jobs. They are reminders that so many of our women, our men, and our children are hungry and desperate.
Darren Driscoll is a contractor with the St. Petersburg Times. He hires hundreds of people to sell the Sunday paper at curbsides throughout the city. He said income from selling papers helps keep his employees off the streets.
We are a solution to the problem that is going on out there today in the streets. Today, if you heard the President Barack Obama speak and address the State of the Union a week ago, he said, today we live in a crippled economy. We are in a state of emergency. That's exactly what we are in. Any ban that is enforced today, whether that be partial or full ban, is going to have, as you've heard today, a very, very great impact on many, many lives here.
Others who spoke against the ban included members of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, which conducts curbside fundraisers annually. Of the dozens of members of the public to address the council on the issue, only about two spoke in favor of the ban. One was Ron Rotella with the West Shore Alliance, who said he'd support the ban if it barred solicitation from occurring within 100 feet of the roadway and included collector roads like Cypress and Spruce.
We've stated our position before as far as solicitation and bending within the right-of-way, and we supported an ordinance similar to St. Petersburg's. And I do think there is some merit to consider uniformity should the county commissioners go forward with their ordinance, which it appears that they will.
City Attorney Chip Fletcher said the First Amendment won't allow the city to do something like ban roadside solicitation every day but Sunday.
There are significant First Amendment constraints on council's options when addressing this issue. The ordinance that is before you that was passed on first reading would ban transactions between pedestrians and people in vehicles when the vehicle is in the traveled way on arterial roadways, interstates, and the ramps for those interstates. That is what council indicated previously was of interest in terms of a limited restriction on solicitation.
Council members Mary Mulhern and Thomas Scott voted in favor of the ordinance. Mulhern said the issue has kept her up at night for months.
As far as we're concerned, there is no good solution to this.
Okay.
There's nothing we can do that's going to make everyone happy. I'm not done. And to suggest that we take or think that we take anyone's livelihood lightly is not true. And, you know, so it's a tough spot to be in, and the city council has come to be kind of the scapegoat for everyone's frustration with the economy.
Councilmember Charlie Miranda was among the five who did not support it. He said it's an all-or-nothing issue.
It's like putting a person on a respirator and only giving them half the energy to run the equipment. You're going to die. So I'd rather tell you now that I will not support a partial because that does nothing but put the problem away into a smaller area called the neighborhoods, and it does not allow the same volume of sales that you would generate to keep your family going.
Hillsborough County is currently considering a countywide panhandling ban, and some ban supporters have said they want to see what that ordinance says before they support something that would address the issue within Tampa's city limits. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.